This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1521. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 14th, the Accent Station news from Alaska, Australia, China, Cuba, Diego Garcia, France, Guinea, Indonesia, Kuwait. Many new frequencies from Libya, including English. Malaysia, Myanmar, Oklahoma, Peru. Spain cuts newscasts. Sweden opening medium wave. Ukraine's English schedule, BBC proms. PSYOPs are out. And the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. More about KNLS in Alaska, which was off the air. According to last week's program, Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia and I have been monitoring it, and he reports they returned to the air on July 8th. One of their two transmitters anyway, including the English broadcast at 12 UT on 7355. The music they play even includes Lady Gaga and Beyoncé, but they do mix in the religious tips. After 1300, they moved to 9920 for an hour in Chinese, which I've also heard. And at 1400, it's back to 7355, but that hour is also in Chinese. From the other end of the world, we've not been hearing LRA 36 Antarctica this week. It's Monday through Fridays only from 12 to 15 on 15476, but not audible here at least July 12th, 13th. Possibly off the air or just not propagating. Not only has Walt Salmaniv on Haida Gwaii Island been listening to Radio Simban, the Greek ethnic station in Australia on 2368.5, around his sunrise, reception varying quite a bit from day to day, but much further inland in British Columbia, around Vernon, Harold Sellers on his portable receiver by a lake has heard it as well. This was July 13th at 11:32. Weak audio, but he was able to make out some Greek-style flute music a bit stronger at 12:03. 2368.5. He was also hearing ABC Catherine on 2485. However, 2325 was apparently off the air. The other ABC Northern Territory station had a fair signal, too, on 2310. Perhaps it was a mistake or maybe a test, but on July 9th only, I was hearing Radio Australia on 9500 instead of 9475. That's in English until 1300, and then it goes into Chinese. So, for once, they had no interference to worry about from WTWW, just 4 kilohertz above on 9479. A few days earlier, I was detecting them on 9475, and July 10th and since, they've not been on 9500, so I guess they did go back to 9475. The CHICOM seem to have introduced an additional jamming tactic. Besides whatever music and noise they may put on a frequency, at least one of their transmitters is slightly off, maybe 1 kilohertz, causing a continuous heterodyne in addition. For example, I was hearing 15521 interfering with Voice of Turkey on 15520 before 1325 UT, but that was no doubt intended for Voice of Tibet, which started at 1330. Its frequency, however, jumps around from one day, if not 1 minute, to the next, somewhere in the 15.5s. There's a more obvious and reliable heterodyne on the 15.265 jamming, consisting mainly of CNR1 programming against Radio Taiwan International, between 13 and 14 UT. Previously, the Radio Havana Cuba frequency 6150 on the air starting at 0500 has always been in Spanish. But for four or five nights now, I've found it in English. which means it's parallel to 6060 and 5970. Now, on some occasions, 6010, which is normally in English, has been in Spanish instead. One frequency on 49 meters, which continues to be reliably in Spanish, is 6120 during these late night hours. 5040 as well, when it's on the air. Previously, I've also heard it switching to English. I'm beginning to suspect that a lazy operator is sticking the patch cords into the wrong hole as far as routing the program feed lines. The Havana transmitter on 12030 in the mornings here is having big problems. It's been putting out spurs on 12,000 and 12060. For example, July 11th at 12:48. Not the time or the frequency to try to listen to the music show Cuba Campesina. Furthermore, filling in the gaps between 12,000 and 12060, or even a little bit further, is a big buzz. Walt Somonive reminds us that the AFN transmitter on Diego Garcia is still active on 4319. From British Columbia, he heard it on July 9th at 1446 and July 12th at 1301. It was better on the second date, having been just above the noise floor on the first date. He's not been hearing it on the 12 megahertz channel. If you try to listen to WEWN in Spanish around 05UT on 7555, you're likely to hear some kind of digital hash on the high side of the frequency, at least I do. An explanation for that comes from Wolfgang Büschel in ADX and BCDX, consulting ITU monitoring data. It apparently is on the air 24 hours, and it is believed to come from the French Navy at a place called L'Origine, the call sign Foxtrot Uniform Golf. It is what is classified as a D7D digital transmission. On July 10th, Zacharias Liangas in Greece tried to hear Save the Gambia project on 15225. That's the Saturday only broadcast at 1815. But no sign of it, wondering if they stopped transmitting or if there was no propagation. The private religious station in Guinea-Conakry, Familia FM, is still being reported. Carlos Gonzalez in Portugal heard it on 4900 July 10th at 2140 to 2220 with vernacular and African songs, but a newscast in French at 2210. Voice of Indonesia reception has been pretty good lately during the English hour at 13UT on 9525.9. Not only a good signal, but good modulation. Except on July 12th, when they forgot to modulate, we could still hear quite a hum. It was especially interesting to listen to on July 9th, when they had a special program. It was a speech by some Islamic officials at the presidential palace, and it was being joined intermittently with an explanation of what was going on in English, but not a word-for-word translation. And strangely enough, they would stick in some pop music here and there rather than staying with the coverage. It did continue in Indonesian only on the home service relay frequency 9680. I finally found out in a list of holidays in Indonesia what must have been the occasion: Ascension of the Prophet. I found Radio Kuwait in Arabic, July 9th at 1951 on 13650 with vocal music. Good but fluttery signal. It went off just before 2000. Looking up the schedules, I found Radio Kuwait is indeed on that frequency until that hour. And in fact, it's another of their Arabic broadcasts to Central and Western North America, 350-degree azimuth. 13650 is scheduled at 13 to 16 UT, and again from 17 to 20. And I expect it's the same transmitter, which changes to 17, 550, which we've reported previously, more Arabic to Central and Western North America. The first half hour, however, colliding with VOA French via Bonaire. The so-called Voice of Africa from Libya has unexpectedly made a number of frequency changes in early July. On the 10th, I was hearing something in Swahili on 17735 at 1329, nothing scheduled. However, Voice of Africa was previously using 17725 for that transmission, as well as English after 1400, and it did turn out to be Voice of Africa on a new frequency. Then we heard from K.H. Schmitter in Germany about the English broadcast at 14 to 16 UT. He found it at 1500 July 12th on new 15240 instead of 17725. Wolfgang Büschel soon noticed that the second frequency for that transmission was only 5 kHz away, 15235. Apparently that one replaces 21695, where we've not been hearing it at all lately. Then I was hearing an unidentified pair of frequencies in parallel in Arabic at 0525 UT, July 11th, 9870 and 9880. Also the following night, 9880 clashes with VOA in French via South Africa, and after 0600 via Greenville. At first it wasn't clear what these were, but finally on the second night at 0600, after a clone of Big Ben, I heard Jamahiriya mentioned in Arabic, so that too is Libya with a new morning transmission on those two neighboring frequencies. Ivo Ivanov agrees with this ID. He says they both end at 0657 and then continue at 07 to 0857 on 11630 and 11650. These strange times and very good signals make us wonder if perhaps these are relays from somewhere else rather than direct from Libya. Wolfgang Büschel has rounded up some of the other new frequencies for different languages from Libya. At 10 to 11:56, the new one is 17735, although it stayed on the air for another 5 minutes with a tone. French at 16 to 17:56 on 11850, and at least the second hour also on 9880. The same two frequencies, newly in use for the 2 hours in Hausa starting at 1800, 9880 and 11850. I've also noticed that on 11850. Ron Howard in California has been enjoying good reception from Malaysian stations, some of them in the Sarawak portion. 7270 YFM via RTM, July 9th between 1213 and 1350. Thanks to PBS Namengu China being off that frequency currently. He also was hearing at the same time the Trax FM, TRAXX, on 7295 from Malaysia between 1239 and 1436 in English with some pop songs. And one more, Classic National via RTM on 5964.91 variable, July 11th, which he says was another day of exceptional reception at 1308 with vernacular and ads for a superstore and IDs. It does very well up to 1400 when covered by a strong CRI sign-on on 5965. And Ron Howard says that Myanmar radio had not been heard at all in July on exactly 7200, but returned on July 9th at 1301 with singing and in vernacular, but it had signed off early already by 1328. Via satellite, FM, AM, internet, and shortwave, World of Radio number 1521. Consult our website for a lot more, worldofradio.org, especially the archive of DX Listening Digests, upon which World of Radio is based. You'll find much more about the items mentioned this week in the latest issue, number 10-28. Many thanks for financial support from Martin Gallus in Illinois, who made a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also send a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Some broadcasting news concerning Oklahoma. There's a construction permit for a station on 1210 kHz in Bixby, which is near Tulsa. It now has a call sign, KBXO. It's to use 7.5 kilowatts in the daytime. Somewhat directional, a null between 240 and 245 degrees, but that's not aimed at Guymon, Oklahoma, which already has a 1210 station, and which we can hear in the daytime, but I suspect there'll be quite a clash once the new station near Tulsa comes on. The Enid X-band station on 1640 KFXY has been having some problems. July 11th and 12th, mostly open carrier. They somehow lost their automation, providing Southern gospel music as Faith 1640. Finally, they decided they would just simulcast sister station, KCRC 1390, which is ESPN Sports, even though they still inserted some IDs as Faith 1640. In Enid, the same thing can happen with TV. Our only local TV station, KXOK 32, Digital 31, often defaults to a black screen with the words no signal for hours or days at a time. They seem to have lost their network affiliation from Retro TV, instead playing some very old black and white public domain movies such as Laurel and Hardy or Sherlock Holmes or Hercules, when they're not just broadcasting no signal. Furthermore, thanks to tips from Bruce Elving, Ben Dawson, Ben Cobb, and Artie Bigley, a low-power radio station here in Enid on 104.7 KEIF, which was originally KUAL and goes by the name The Rocket, has been issued by the FCC a $10,000 notice of apparent liability, accused of operating with greater than authorized antenna height and power and violating enhanced underwriting rules. In other words, they were running commercials. Their transmitter is atop one of the tallest buildings in Enid, and it would be difficult to make it lower unless they move it to another building completely. There's been something shady about this operation all along. It's called the Enid Public Radio Association, yet it's not public radio in any sense of the word, just playing rock music. Blowing the whistle on them and filing official complaints with the FCC, leading to this $10,000 fine, was one of the local legitimate commercial radio groups, Chisholm Trail Broadcasting, because the Rocket was taking away commercial advertising from them, and the Rocket had no business running any advertising, even disguised as underwriting. You'll find a link to the entire FCC notice with all the legalities in DX Listening Digest 10-28. About that new Peruvian on 4850 I mentioned last week, OAW5E, I neglected to give its location. It is in Huanta, Ayacucho. And now Rogildo Fontanelli Aragao in Bolivia reports another Peruvian frequency, 4988 variable, heard July 9th at midnight 55, believed to be Radio Manantial, which means wellspring, in Huancavelica. However, it apparently had been inactive. They did have religious programming. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia confirms that's what it is. Nominal frequency 4985, but apparently reported on about 4987. Raphael has been in contact with someone at the station before, so he wrote them again and got a reply. And he sent along some photos of their transmitter site, which is at 3,800 meters above sea level in a place called Vista Alegre, Happy View. They have a 1-kilowatt tube-type transmitter and a 30-by-60 H antenna. And yet more Peruvian news. Rafael Rodriguez heard an NID on 5323.6 from 1106 to 12 UT with folk music, a weak signal, but they mentioned the city of Acovamba. According to Henry Clements, in 1998, there was a station on that frequency from that city called La Voz de Anta, A-N-T-A, so it could be reactivated, or as happens sometimes in Peru, the old transmitter has been sold to a new station. Radio Netherlands went all out to cover the finale of the World Cup match, which, of course, they ultimately lost, as did Radio Exterior de España. There are a bunch of additional frequencies and transmitter sites for Netherlands. Of course, not too much point in going into them now since it's all over. But there were some other stations unexpectedly broadcasting at least some of the World Cup games. As Ron Howard noted, Madagascar was doing it on their shortwave frequencies, even though I don't think they were very much involved in the games at all. But not that far from South Africa. Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria, and BCDX reports hearing a number of the games before the finale in Chinese on frequencies of Radio Free Asia. Apparently, they were the ones doing it since there was echo jamming from China as usual. These broadcasts were in Chinese. As Joe Jacob informed us, many of the All India Radio frequencies on the tropical bands and elsewhere stayed on late to cover the World Cup. Of course, Deutsche Welle covered the final game involving Germany, and the final on Sunday was also broadcast in French by Radio France International on 15300, says Alakish Gupta in India, and he was also hearing it from Romania. Not sure which language, on 11970. But all is not well at Radio Exterior de España. José Bueno forwards news from Noticias PR that newscasts on the weekends have been canceled on Radio Exterior de España. You still may hear news, but it'll be only domestic service relays, including irrelevant traffic reports. They canceled weekend newscasts of their own because of lack of human and technical resources. They don't have enough money to contract the additional workers required to do an adequate news service on weekends in Spanish. In Medium Wave News, Roy Sandgren reports that Medium Wave has been opened up to private radio in Sweden. A new law was voted this week, meaning the AM band is open to community radio or commercial radio. In fact, all bands below 30 megahertz, plus the L band, is open to DAB plus broadcasting. This goes into effect on the 1st of August. Following up last week's item about Voice of Turkey being on an unexpected frequency for the English broadcast at 2030 on 9635 instead of 7205, Jean-Michel Aubier in France confirms that was just a one-day aberration. Went back to 7205, colliding with France. DX Mix News Bulgaria has been monitoring Radio Ukraine International, which were reported has reactivated on shortwave. Notably, the powerful frequency of 7440, believed to be running 500 kilowatts from the Lviv site. It's on the air from 22 to 02 UT, alternating English and Ukrainian. That is English at 22 and at midnight. Then at 02, they still relay Voice of Russia, but for only 1 hour in English to North America. and Ukraine has not resumed the previous English broadcast at 0300. The 100-kilowatt transmitter at Kharkiv, however, is carrying English at other times, 0500 on 9840, and at 1900 on 7440. At 2200, it's in parallel with 7440 on 6145. This year's Promenade concert season on BBC Radio 3 starts July 16th and runs through September 11th, with at least one concert every day, sometimes two or even three. And they're all webcast and available on demand for 1 week. You can get all the details from www.bbc.co.uk/PROMS/2010/. It seems the term PSYOPS, P-S-Y-O-P-S, is now passé. St. Petersburg Times, via Terry Kruger, reports that the Defense Department has a new name for this, which sounds less ominous. It's MISO, Military Information Support Operations. There have been a number of schedule changes at WRMI. Radio Republica has dropped the morning broadcast Monday through Friday from 9 to 12, and the evening Tuesday through Saturday 02 to 04. That opens up 25 hours a week to do something else, but Radio Republica is still at 02 to 04 Sundays and Mondays on 9955, and also via Sackville weekdays at 23 to 02 on 9490. As a result, there are other times for WRN and some time changes for World of Radio. The latest July 12th schedule of WRMI shows WRN blocks relaying various other stations as follows: Monday through Friday from 05 to 0830, 09 to 11, and 16 to 21. Also, Tuesday through Saturday from 04 to 05, and Saturday and Sunday from 16 to 20. Now, those weekend broadcasts will include World of Radio via WRN, via WRMI, Saturday and Sunday at 17:30. And they will be on shortwave, not just webcast. I'm going to list all the known times for World of Radio on WRMI. Thursdays at 1500, 2100, Fridays at 1430, Saturdays at 08 and 1730, Sundays at 08, 1515 and 1730, Tuesdays at 1530 and 2230, UT Wednesdays at midnight 30 and 1530. Longtime World of Radio listener Richard Lucas tells me he's written a book to be published October 19th, Axis Sally, the American Voice of Nazi Germany. But you can already find ordering information for it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, and in the UK, Tesco. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issue July 13th. ANKNS is peaking at 18.5 on the 23rd, 15.3 on the 27th. Then down to 5.2. Solar flux 80 until July 22nd, declining to 72 July 30th to August 2nd, and back up to 80 by August 6th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1521.